she's saying? She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hey, ladies. So, today's episode is entitled, What Happens When You Marry Down? Okay? And as always, I like to tell you guys where this episode came from or how it came about. So, for those that follow me on Instagram, okay, on IG, honey, or follow the podcast IG, okay, they know what I'm about to say. They're going to be like, I seen it coming, but before we get into that, all right, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at ms.brownstone_. Y'all know how to spell brownstone. Don't fucking play with me. So, back to the story. So, for those that follow me on Instagram, okay, they know, okay, they know that I'm a big Wendy Williams fan, all right? Opposed to every time I'm about to talk some shit about a bitch on here, or when I'm just in a mood to drag somebody, or when I'm just feeling like a messy bitch, I post Wendy, okay? I love me some Wendy. Plus, she's a Jersey girl and she's a Cancer, so, you know, we got more in common than sliced bread, bitch, all right? Bread on butter, bitch, okay? We thicker than thieves, bitch, okay? I don't even know if that made sense, but it sounded good. So, anyways, I was watching the Wendy Williams movie. It's entitled What a Mess, okay? And as I'm watching it, right? Yeah, I know how to take a sip. So, as I'm watching it, right? I'm like, okay, Wendy. You's a messy bitch. And you had some shit with you. It's given, you know. Usually those that throw shade all the motherfucking time, their life ain't perfect, okay? I'm just saying, I still love you, Wendy, but you know what I'm saying? You had the nerve to drag Whitney Houston being on crack, but bitch, you wasn't too far behind. But I do give Wendy this. She did live in her truth. I remember when she did the interview with Whitney Houston, and she did say that they both had the same fucking problems. So, hey. An addict could recognize another addict, I guess you could say, okay? You know how they say real recognize real, bitch? An addict could recognize another addict, okay? But anyways, as I was watching the movie, I was focusing more onto her relationships because that's what I did here, okay? So I focused more on her relationships. And I remember the first guy that she actually, well, the first guy she talked about, he raped her. But the first guy she talked about being in a relationship with, who was a rapper. Now, y'all know I'm in my 20s, so I don't know about who that rapper was from back in the day, okay? I'm a young tenderoni. I don't know nothing about that. My mama know him, though. So, maybe my mama could tell y'all who the fuck he was. I don't know. But, anyways, the first rapper that she dated, the first guy she dated, he was a rapper. And he basically, you know, was on some dusty shit. He had money, but he was using Wendy, okay? For some odd reason, he had money, but he was using Wendy. I mean, he was using up her credit cards. You know, she was giving him cars, rental cars. He wasn't returning it, stealing shit, you know, taking her car, not giving it back. He was just a dusty, all right? And I keep telling y'all that there's men out here that do use women, all right? Y'all don't believe it until you feel it, okay? Once you feel it, you're going to believe it, okay? Once you see it, you become a believer, huh? Trying to save you, bitch. But okay. So that was the first guy. He was using her. Then the second guy, who was Kevin, who she ended up marrying, street dude, you know, for some reason they ended up talking, whatever. She said he was a nice guy. He did seem like a nice guy, okay, but he had some shit with him. So, make a long story short, he wasn't a bum. I wouldn't say Kevin was a bum, but he was just a street dude, whatever. He protected Wendy. He had his own shit going. Blasey, 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 blasey. Make a long story short, Kevin ends up becoming her manager and security for some odd reason. And they go into business with each other. Usually successful women who end up marrying beneath them. Yes, I said that shit, bitch. Beneath them end up making their husband one of their workers. Why? Who the fuck knows? I guess they wanted to make him feel like he's the man, make him feel important. Who the fuck knows? But yeah. So they make their husband one of their workers. So he's like part security, part manager, or whatever the case may be. Now, if you watch the movie, which you're going to watch the movie, okay? You start to see that he, as Whitney gets higher in her success, past being a radio personality, and she now has her own show, Kevin starts to rock out with his cock out, okay? And he ends up, you know, leaving her for a younger. He wasn't going to leave because, you know, he wasn't going to leave his money behind, okay? But he ends up cheating with a younger woman who works for Whitney. Well, him and Whitney at this club that Whitney, I guess they opened together because they was married and he ain't had no money. So it was Whitney money that he was using to open his motherfucking lounge. He ends up cheating one of the bartenders, right? And gets this girl a house that ain't too far from Whitney in his house, okay? Wendy, I keep saying Whitney, from Wendy in his house, him and Wendy house, there we go, and not too far from their home, right? And he's, you know, sneaking off with this girl and messing with her, whatever the case be. He has a double life, should we say, and she ends up getting pregnant and having a little girl. Now, this is just giving you, like, I'm trying to fast forward, give you backstory, okay, so we get into the message of the day. So, the reason why this was important is because a lot of women that become successful or just have some shit going for themselves, they end up marrying a man who don't or ain't on a level, okay? I'm just saying, on some fucking Nicki Minaj shit, all right? I'm just saying. Or look at fucking Mary J. Blige. She did it too. Wendy is another one, okay? So they marry beneath them, marry, you know, a guy on a lower level than them. And this guy ends up taking them for their fucking money and leaving them for a newer model. Just saying. Now, the question is, why does this keep happening? Well, the reason why this keeps happening is because men, like I said before, they have this thing with pride, you know, egos and blahzy, right? Where they don't want to be, they don't want to live in the shadow of a woman. They want to feel like they're the boss and they're the king of the castle. That's my nicest way that I could say it, okay? When a man dates a woman who is of a higher category or, you know, of him, and she has more going for herself, and they have to live in the shadow, they begin to be jealous, and they begin to throw shade at this woman, trying to knock her off a pedestal or belittle her. They have what I like to call the Ike Turner syndrome, which we have talked about before on She Knows podcast. If you have not heard of the Ike Turner syndrome, then get the fuck out of this and go to the Ike Turner syndrome episode, because it explains it all for you, okay? Men can get intimidated by a woman that's on a higher level than them, put it like that, okay? So, that's what happened here. He was intimidated on how successful Whitney was, and he really felt like he couldn't do much for her. She was the breadwinner, and if you watch the movie, Whitney did not hesitate at all, okay? Whitney did not hesitate at all to let that motherfucker know, bitch, this my shit. Bitch, I pay the bills. Bitch, that's my money. Bitch, you won't have shit without me. And that could hurt a man's ego. You get what I'm saying? It could hurt his pride. Feel like he won't be doing anything. So what he tends to do is leave you and get with a woman that's beneath you and beneath him, where he can feel like he's the man. You know, this is why I always say, when I said play on his masculinity, if you haven't heard that, then make sure you go listen to the Play on His Masculinity episode, where I say that you have to kind of, as sad as it may say, but you have to kind of dumb yourself down and make it seem like you don't know as much as you do to get what you want out of these men. I mean, I'm just saying. Compliments, making it seem like he's taking a lead, he's running the show, making it seem like, oh my God, you're so smart, what would I do without you? My voice, my girly voice right now is kind of bad because I've been a little bit under the weather, y'all. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. So my girly voice right now is fucking trash. That's not how my baby voice usually is, okay? I'm sorry for that. That was a horrible impression. But yeah, so Wendy didn't really play on this man masculinity like that. So he had to go find somebody where he could feel like he's the man. And that's most of the time why older men get with younger women, because they feel like, oh, I could teach her something. I could show her something. I can mold her. Okay? And for those that don't think that men get intimidated by you, bitch, you's a damn lie. It does happen. I remember I dated a guy, Mr. Bumass. Okay, y'all know Mr. Bumass from the first episode, right? Mr. Bumass. He was older than me. He had his own place. He had a job. He was barely making any fucking money. Okay, I ain't gonna lie to you, sis. But he had a little something, whatever, until he lost it all and blahzy, and the ex-girlfriend hiding in the bushes. This is a long story. But, make a long story short, he was older than me. He had his own place, and you know what I mean? And his car was in the shop, supposedly, but he ain't had no car, bitch. But anyways, so when we were dating, I remember us having a conversation in his kitchen, And it was like a heated, like, argument about, like, should I be here or should I leave? Like, where's this thing going? It was just really bad because, like, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, honey. The heel of my foot was in the door, but the rest of my foot was out that bitch. I had enough. Okay, enough is enough. I was like, fuck this shit, I'm out. Okay, fuck this shit, I'm out. That's how I felt. So we had a real heated conversation, and he basically told me that he was intimidated by me, that he didn't like the fact that I had my own business, that he's usually the one when he meets women, and they're, especially if they're younger than him, he's the one telling them, oh, you should start a business, you should do this, you should do that, you know. And granted, their business don't never go, you know, take off the ground, or they never even start, but he's the one planting that seed into their brain, which makes him feel more masculine. As for me, I already did the damn thing, blocka blocka, okay? So he's just like, well, I can't really bring nothing to the table here. I can't teach you nothing. I can't plant nothing in you because you already did it. And granted, I'm not making six fucking figures off my business, but to him, I was doing something. And that's why I keep telling y'all before, people see shit in you that you don't even see in your motherfucking self, okay? Like, to me, I'm like, I ain't even there yet. And to him, he like, shit, you started. That's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? So that was when it first hit me, like, oh, shit, men do feel intimidated. Men do feel some type of way when you doing more than them. You get what I'm saying? So it just showed in his actions. And when he finally said it, it was like, ding dong. Must be the new whip that I order. You know I like Cardi B. But, yeah, so, yeah. So that was just an example of it, you know. And I remember hearing an interview with Whitney Houston and Oprah Winfrey. And she talked about how she felt as though Bobby was jealous of her. And let's play that clip, okay? Let's play that clip real quick, all right?
When did it start to go wrong? Can there be too much passion? Can there be too much? Yeah.
Yeah, it can clash.
Mm-hmm.
After the bodyguard?
After? Well, that was early.
93, 94, 95 was filled with bodyguard years.
Yes, yeah.
That record, that album lasted me. It went for a long time. Way, yeah. Okay.
And yes,
exactly,
of course,
yes. You know? I was on a whirlwind by that point in time. I was going everywhere. It was, that record was so huge. So I had my baby.
Biggest ever.
Oh, God. Yeah. I had my baby in one hand, and I had the man of my life I loved so very much and I was crazy for with me. And he had just put everything aside of his own and just said, I'll go with you, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do this thing. I think somewhere inside,
something
happens to a man when a woman has that much control or has that much fame.
Yeah, if he doesn't have his own.
Has
to have his own.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. He has to have his own.
Yeah, yeah. So
during those years, because that was going to be my next question to you. I don't know how you live in a world where you are Bobby Brown, and really, you're in the shadow.
Yeah.
You're in the shadow.
Yeah. He supported me. He loved me. We fought hard. We loved hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at some point in time, other things began to take place.
Was he jealous of you?
He's not going to like this, but yes.
Mm-hmm. And then did you try to overcompensate?
I tried to play down all the time.
Yeah,
I did. I tried to play. I'm Mrs. Brown, everybody. Yeah, don't call me Miss Houston. I'm Mrs. Brown.
And when you think about that right now, when you just even hearing you say that, like the little hairs right here on my little so-called baby hairs, just because you're Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
With a voice that's a national treasure, like nobody else living at this time, and you're trying to pull yourself down.
Yeah. And you had a lot of people antagonizing and trying to pull at us one wave to another, you know, pull at me, pull at him, you know.
Did you start to lose yourself in that? Because you're now trying to
please.
Yeah, trying to please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And trying to not be so big.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure did. Yeah.
And that's where it started to go wrong.
Yeah.
Because you started to dim your own light.
Yep. Sure did.
Now, ladies, that's Whitney Houston, okay? That's Whitney. That's a motherfucking legend. Like, people that know me know I love that bitch, okay? That's a motherfucking legend, all right? Her name alone speaks volumes, all right? Dumbing herself down to make Bobby Brown feel comfortable. Bobby Brown, that's another legend. That's another legend. So just imagine two celebrities going through that, you know? So imagine if you're not a, like, if you're a celebrity and your man isn't a celebrity and y'all having that battle. Or just imagine how it is in a regular household where the woman makes more money than the man. You get what I'm saying? Like, things can get a little crazy, honey. Somebody calling me. Anyways, yes, things can get a little crazy, all right? So my advice to you is try to find, like I tell y'all before, we talk about female hypergamy, you know, trying to marry up. You know, I tell y'all all the time, we don't fuck down, we fuck up, all right? Try to keep striving to have somebody that's either on the same level as you or higher than you. That way they can teach you something, all right? Plus, I know it's going to sound fucked up, but when you meet a man and he at his lowest, honey, and you help him and you build him up, you know what I mean, one brick at a time, he just leave your ass. I'm just saying, he going to go leave you with all his shit together and go get with another girl that don't know the struggle that he been through so that he could feel more like a man. I'm just saying, I know it sounds fucked up, but I see it on the regular, okay? Y'all remember what Lil' Kim said in the Ten Commandments? She said, girl, don't be a dummy, let the homie stay bummy, okay? I'm just saying. So watching Wendy go through that, watching her movie, it was just like, oh my God, it's a repeated cycle. And it's something that we need to talk about. That's why I'm telling y'all to practice female hypergamy all the time. And us as women, we're naturally like that. Like, you never see a woman just naturally want to be with a bum or a man that's not on the same, you know, level as her. You never really see that unless that woman is, like, really successful and she's lonely. Like, women that's usually lonely, you know, and even if you're not a successful woman and you're lonely, that's how I ended up with bum ass. Okay, let's not forget, when you're lonely, you settle for less. You settle for less than what the fuck you deserve. You entertain rubbish, you know what I mean? You end up in situations where this man got his feet kicked up on your motherfucking couch, eating your Cheetos, all right? Eating your motherfucking cheddar fries and shit, flipping your motherfucking channel, talking shit, all right? I'm still not off that. He was really eating my cheddar fries, y'all. Like, what the fuck? So to avoid what Miss Brownstone been through, I'm gonna need y'all to get a guy on your level or higher. Think about it, no matter what the situation. I don't give a fuck if you working at fucking Fridays, bitch. If you the host, get you a waiter, okay? If you a waiter, get you a bartender, right? Look at it like that. I'm telling you, honey. I'm telling you. And that way you can get spoiled and you can get what you want. Because if you dating a man that's less than you, now he giving you ultimatums and shit. Like, well, you can either get this or this. I can't do both. Like, bitch, what? I want to get spoiled too. You know what I'm saying? And then when you doing shit for yourself and he can't do it for you, it's like, what the fuck? What can I do for her? And now he tightening shit. Like, to avoid all that extra rubbish and to avoid you getting used by a bum and him getting on his feet, you know, off the strip for you and leaving you for the next bitch, you know what I'm saying? Let's date on our level or date higher, all right? I'm just saying. And this time, y'all can't say I'm on no gold digging shit, because I'm telling y'all some real shit this time, okay? Even though my gold digging tips be real too, y'all just be acting like, you know, I don't agree with everything you do, Miss Brownstone. And that's okay, okay? Everything ain't for everybody. But when you get older, all right, or when you've been through it, when you date you a dusty, you gonna be like, you know what? That damn Miss Brownstone, she was on or something, you know what I'm saying? So yes, honey, we don't fuck down. We fuck up, all right? Let's fuck up all 2021 and forever. Forever, ever, forever, ever. So that's all I had to say. that is all I had to say, okay? And you think that it just happened to Whitney. No, it didn't just happen to Whitney. You see what I'm saying? It happened to Whitney Houston, Whitney, Mary J. Blige, motherfucking Madam C.J. Walker. Okay, remember Madam C.J. Walker? If you ain't see the movie, you better go see it, all right? Madam C.J. Walker in her movie, remember she started her business, she became successful, bitch was a fucking millionaire, okay? And her husband cheated on her with the fucking little girl that sell products under her. What type of shit? And they was trying to use her name to make money. So to avoid being like them bitches, let's do it the better way, okay? Let's do it the right way, and let's fuck up, okay? I ain't fucking down. Let's fuck up. All right. So that's all I had to say, ladies. And if you're in any situation like that and you need a little bit of advice or whatever your situation may be, whether it's friendships to relationships, I want you to hit the link in the description where you can book me for a one-on-one girls chat. All right. 45 minutes, $20, or 15 minutes on the phone with me, girl, chit-chatting it up, and I'm going to give you all the advice and you can spill the tea, okay? Those are my services. And if you need any help with a confidence boost, all right, book me, bitch, okay? We will go over your image together, bitch, all right? So, yeah, one-on-one girls chat, it is under... One on my phone chat, I'm sorry, it's under Juicy T Hotline, okay? And for the one on one girls video chat, it is under Girls Chat, okay? The link will be in the description. As always, ladies, keep it classy, shop my Amazon store, and buy some motherfucking cookie wash, bitch. The link is in the bio. As always, I look forward to hearing from you guys. Don't be a dummy,
let the homie stay bummy. Cause once he start, he won't stop, that's it. And all he gonna do is spin it on the next chick.